So, lobe den Herrn, es ist gut, alle Heiligen wieder zu
Praise
sehen.
the Lord, it's so good to see all the saints.
Und ich vertraue, dass der Herr
And
diese
I
Zeit
trust that the Lord will use this time to speak to the churches. It is very important.
Ich möchte, Moment, mich selbst nicht sehen,
I don't want
sondern
to
alle.
see myself, but I want to see all the saints.
So, wie geht es euch?
How are you doing?
Ja, gut.
Are you doing well?
Ja, ich sehe die Strobels. Wie geht
I
es
see
euch?
Strobels. How are you?
Halleluja.
Otto und Lina.
In Christus.
We're doing well in Christ.
Amen. Möge der Herr diese Zeit segnen. Das ist schon wichtig.
May the Lord bless this time. It is important.
Ja, was soll ich sagen?
What shall I say?
Ja, wir kommen wieder zurück zum Buch der Offenbarung.
We are returning to the book of Revelation.
Und das Buch der Offenbarung ist ganz anderes als alle.
Revelation is different than all the other epistles in the New Testament. Maybe you can tell me, what is a big difference that we can see here? Toby, what do you think? What is the big difference, a great difference? The greatest difference is that in this book, God spoke directly to his churches. In all the other epistles, the Apostle Paul wrote, he greeted the saints, Peter and James, John, Jude, men and apostles that the Lord used to speak. But here in this book, it is very special. God himself, the triune God, greeted the saints. Can you imagine that? That is what is so special in this book. That means that at the end of this age, God wants to speak directly to the churches. You know, dear saints, we are so used to hear man, to hear the elders, apostles, to listen to the Pope, to pastors, to hear the saints. Yeah, I want to call this brother to get his counsel, etc.
We have ears
just to hear what man is saying. That is a problem today.
Wir haben nicht die Gewohnheit, Ohren.
We don't have the habit to have ears to hear this wonderful living God.
Sag mir,
tell me,
ist das nicht so?
Saints, is this not the case?
Wenn wir sonntags zu einer Versammlung kommen,
when we come to the meeting on Sundays, you want to hear a message. From whom do you want to hear it? From the pastor? From the brothers? The elders.
Schade, Paulus ist nicht mehr da und Petrus auch.
Unfortunately, Paul and Peter are not here anymore. Otherwise, we would run to them. On Zoom, we would want to invite Paul and say, Paul, speak to us. Give us a message.
Aber was besonders ist in diesem Buch
darüber, what is so special in this book of Revelation, dear saints, is that the triune God is speaking directly to the churches.
Schätzt ihr denn das nicht?
Do you not treasure this?
Ich schätze das.
I treasure this. Often I told the Lord, Lord, I want to hear you.
Ich möchte hören, was
I
du
want to hear what you want to say to us.
Und nicht nur, was Bruder so-und-so.
Not just what Brother so-and-so said.
what
Paul said, or what Peter saw, or Jude or James said, what Apollos said. That is why we can see in the church in Corinth, everybody says, I am of Apollos, I am of Paul, I am of Cephas.
Each one has their own
favorite apostle. Who is your favorite apostle?
Am Ende hören wir nur Menschen, Menschen.
In the end, we only hear man and man's word, but we have no ear remaining to hear the Spirit.
Whereas
the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit to teach us all things, to lead us into all reality, into all truth. He even wants to show us things that are to come. He is the Spirit of Truth.
I
only know one speaker who never has spoken a lie, and that is the anointing. John told us in 1 John chapter 2 that the anointing teaches us all things and is not a lie. He never speaks a falsehood, never lies. He is truth. Remain in him. Abide in him. Abide in this wonderful anointing. We human beings always make mistakes. Who is without mistakes? I cannot hear, Papa.
Okay, hört ihr mich jetzt? Ist okay?
Ja, du bist wieder da.
Ich bin wieder da, ja. Siehst du, ich mache Fehler. Manchmal hört man mich gar nicht mehr.
I also make mistakes. Sometimes you can't hear me anymore. Toby said it doesn't, he doesn't think it was his fault. But we have to learn much more, especially now, at the end of this age, to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us. It is important.
That
is why we see in the book of Revelation, chapter 1,
Johannes ist nicht der Schreiber.
John is not the author, the writer.
Was er gehört hat direkt.
He's just writing what he heard directly from the Lord. The Lord needs him as a secretary to write down everything.
Und so hier sehen wir.
So here we can see
Gnade euch.
John to the seven churches which are in Asia, verse 4, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. This greeting is from the triune God.
So einen lebendigen Gott müssen wir heute alle gut kennen.
We all have to know such a living God and exercise our spirit to learn, to slowly learn to hear his voice. It's not always easy because truly we do not have an ear to hear him because we have the habit to hear human voices and not his voice.
Das ist eine Übung.
It's an exercise. And I hope that from now on, we would all exercise daily to hear the voice of the anointing that dwells in us, to hear what he wants to speak to us. And that is why I also practice. I practice when the saints have questions,
through Skype or Zoom,
whether through Skype or Zoom or the telephone. It's so simple to just speak with one another. Actually, I don't like to just give an answer, but I want to learn to first turn to the Spirit. We learn to hear the voice of the Lord by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
Und das sehen wir im Buch.
And this is what we see in the book of Revelation.
Gott,
you see such a wonderful God who is, who was, and who is to come. Only he knows everything. He never makes a mistake.
There are
so many verses in Isaiah chapter 41 to 48. God always emphasized that God already knew in the past what would happen in the future. He is the only one. And what he has promised and what he has spoken, he will surely fulfill it. He will do it. His wisdom is unlimited. He already knows what's coming. We don't even know what's going to happen tonight. Or do you?
Yeah. Johannes Murray vor mir.
I see Johannes Murray in front of me on Zoom. Johannes, do you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
Niemand weiß.
He's shaking his head. No one knows.
Es gibt Menschen, die abends ins Bett gegangen ist und nie wieder.
People who go to bed at night and they never wake up again. Nobody knows.
So haben wir natürlich Wetterbericht.
We have weather reports about tomorrow. But it's not always right. We do not know what's going to happen tomorrow, but our God knows. That's why we have to hear from him.
Weiß alles. Für ihn,
he knows all things. For him, he knows the past.
Für ihn ist dasselbe.
He knows today. He knows tomorrow. And for him, everything is the same. What he spoke in the past has already been accomplished. It's already finished. When did the Lord die? Johannes Murray, tell me, when did he die? When was he crucified? 2,000 years ago? Yes? No, that's wrong. Revelation tells us that he was already slain from the foundation of the world. Who can understand this? Tell me. Toby, can you explain this to me? That the Lamb was already slain from the foundation of the world, and even before the foundation of the Lord, Peter said that he was predestined. He was called. Before this earth was even created. Who can comprehend this? Who can comprehend this? We expect the coming of the Lord. What do we expect, Tobias? What do we expect about the return of the Lord? We expect the fulfillment of what was said in Daniel chapter 9, verse 27.
Daniel schon etwa vor 2500 Jahre etwa.
Daniel already prophesied this about 2,500 years ago, and today we are living in the time where it is being fulfilled. Who can comprehend this?
Hört ihr mich immer noch, ja oder nicht?
Do you still hear me?
Wir sehen dich nicht.
Ihr seht mich nicht. Das machen dich. Ihr müsst mich.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to see me. Look upon Jesus.
My table might be loose. I don't know. Just a moment. Entschuldigung.
Ein Problem. My
table might be loose. Just one moment. See, what man speaks is not always good.
She's asking whether you're using the camera.
Yeah, I'm using the camera. Yeah.
Yeah. They're trying to work through the technical difficulties of the camera.
Which cable, John?
It is okay.
Video camera. How about here, right here?
No. Just wait a minute. This is the video camera. Which one is the video camera? Yeah. This one. Okay. I'm going to put it here. How about that? No? Still not?
Still not.
Okay, John will come over.
Noch nicht.
No, okay, now. How about now? No? Oh. Also not.
Why don't you just use a camera from here?
Okay, I'm just going to use the camera from here, okay?
That's yeah, it. That's good. Yeah.
He's going to use the camera from the laptop. Yeah. Yes, now we can see.
Oh, sehr gut sogar.
Yeah. We can see you very well. Look upon Jesus, not on me.
No, I'm using this one. Yeah, okay. It's all right. Yeah. So, loben den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Es ist schon wichtig.
It is important.
Dass wir diesen wunderbaren Christus heute hören.
That we hear this wonderful Christ. Learn this. That does not mean that we don't have any fellowship or that we don't need any fellowship with one another. No, we do need the fellowship. It surely is necessary. Surely it is necessary and needed. But the main thing is that at the end of this age, learn to have an ear to hear the Holy Spirit. Tell the Lord. Tell him simply, give me an ear to hear. Open my ear.
Ich möchte nicht einer, der taub ist,
deine Stimme. I don't want to be one who is deaf, not to be able to hear your voice. But much more, I want to be exercised to hear your voice daily.
Und übe so lang.
Exercise
endlich seine Stimme hört.
Until you can hear his voice.
Und wenn wir dann ins Allerheiligste hineinkommen,
and then when we enter into the Holy of Holies,
werde
the
ich
Lord
mit
says,
euch sprechen.
I will speak to you.
All das, was ich euch befehlen möchte.
All that I want to command you, that you should do.
Das ist wichtig.
That is important. That is important. Exercise.
Unser Gott ist ein sprechender Gott.
Our God is a speaking God. And Hebrews chapter 1 tells us already that God is speaking today through his Son to us.
Dieses Wort nicht.
Or do you not believe this word?
Gott möchte zu uns reden.
God wants to speak to us through his Son.
Und das ist wichtig.
And this is important. And then, in Revelation, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
Auf dem Berg der Verklärung, zum Beispiel in Matthäus 17.
On the Mount of Transfiguration in John chapter 17, we can see there was Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. Not Elijah in Zurich, but Elijah. You know the prophet Elijah.
Und Petrus, wie bei uns allen, wir wollen.
And Peter, just as we all do, he wanted to build three tabernacles, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and also one for Elijah.
War der Vater gar nicht froh darüber.
The father was not happy about that at all. Immediately, the father
unterbrochen und mit einem
interrupted Peter.
Ernsthafte Stimme.
Surely he said it in a very serious voice. This is my beloved son. Hear him.
Die Menschen möchten gerne Mose hören. Wie die Juden, ja?
People wanted to hear Moses, just like the Jews. Many wanted to hear the prophets. And their favorite prophet was Elijah.
Lieblingsapostel.
And who is your favorite apostle?
Sagt uns Jesus.
Hebrews tells us Jesus Christ is the apostle.
Der Gesalbte.
He is the anointed. the sent one from God. He is the only one who can build the church. And he is the only one to able to perfect the churches. No other man can do this. There are so many so-called spiritual giants in the past. Ask the brothers.
Listen, ask them,
who do they hear? They'll say Darby.
Fragen mal die Lutheraner, wen sie hören.
Ask the Lutherans, who they listen to. Of course, they listen to Martin Luther, even though he hasn't lived for a long time and he's not existing today.
Aber für sie, Martin Luther,
but for them, Martin Luther is Martin Luther.
Wen hören wir heute?
To whom are we listening today? Who are we hearing? Who is the apostle who remained the same yesterday, today, and in eternity? If not the Lord himself.
Diese Tradition, diese Kultur,
this tradition, this culture, Christian
Gewohnheit hier,
this habit that we inherited from our fathers.
Menschen zu hören, Pastoren zu hören,
to hear men, to hear pastors and elders, and even the apostles and elders. It's a little strange.
Gedanken,
ja, they all have these thoughts. We are the, and everybody should listen to us. They have the mentality of the Nicolaitans.
Es bedeutet nicht, bitte, versteht mich nicht falsch.
Please do not misunderstand me. I do not mean that we do not need the fellowship from the saints and from the brothers. No, we do need it. But the scripture tells us we need to have discernment.
Nicht einfach Amen sagen. Amen, 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 Amen.
Amen, Amen, Amen.
Weißt du, wir sagen Amen nur zum Herrn.
We only say Amen to the Lord. His name is Amen.
Sage nicht Amen zu Unsinn.
Do not say Amen to nonsense.
Don't just
say amen to any message.
Eine Interpretation von der Schrift.
Or an interpretation of the scripture.
Amen heißt Wirklichkeit. Wir
amen
sagen,
means reality. We say amen to the reality, to the essence of the Lord.
Amen, amen zu sagen.
To have the habit just to say amen and amen, even when the sentence isn't even finished, you already say amen. That's not good.
Das ist nicht gut.
That is not good.
Das ist diese Besonderheit.
That is what is so special in the book of Revelation. The Lord himself, the triune living God, is speaking. That is important.
Und redet
and
voll des Geistes.
He is speaking full of the Spirit.
Haben wir die sieben Geister
that
Gottes.
Is why we have the seven spirits of God.
Über die sieben Geister
which
Gottes.
Of the apostles spoke of the seven apostles, seven spirits? Paul? Did John speak about the seven spirits?
Aber das ist nicht von ihm. Das ist von
yes,
Gott.
Only here, but that's not from him, but from God himself. He didn't speak himself of the seven spirits. He spoke about the Spirit, but here we're talking about the seven spirits. So perfect.
Philippa 1 is the bountiful supply.
So complete. In Philippians, it says the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Unausforschliche Reichtum.
Unsearchable riches.
Der reiche Zustrom.
The rich supply.
Welcher Mensch in seiner Botschaft kann uns dieser reiche
Zustrom? What man can speak to us this rich supply of the spirit of Jesus in his message.
Wir sind froh, wenn wir ein bisschen davon haben.
We are happy if we just have a little bit of it.
Redet.
When the Spirit speaks, and he doesn't speak a long time as I speak so long right now.
Ich kann nicht so eine reiche Darreichung geben. Deshalb
because I can't speak in such a rich way, so I need so many words.
Gibt es in der Schrift des Herrn
drin? How many verses there are in the epistle to the church in Ephesus, especially to the church in Smyrna? Who's speaking about the church in Smyrna? Toby. There are only 4 verses in that epistle. But when we give messages about Smyrna, we give 40 messages.
Und durch die 40 Botschaften sagen,
and through the 40 messages, we say nothing. We say nothing.
Mit 4 Verse alles
with gesagt. 4 verses, the Lord said everything. With 40 messages, I have said very little.
Dann denken wir, dann brauche ich noch mehr.
Oh, you need more messages, and then there'll be 400 messages about Smyrna.
Da verstehen die Leute immer noch nicht, was ich sage.
And still people will not understand what I'm saying.
Der Herr hat uns ein Buch gegeben.
The Lord gave us one book. God gave us a book.
Aber daraus hat die Menschen
but from that one book, man created an ocean of books.
Und heute wird es immer noch mehr Bücher geben.
And today there will be even more books. And I thought, Lord,
was sollen wir tun?
What should we do?
Deshalb lerne in diesem Buch der Offenbarung.
So learn in this book of Revelation, chapter 1, to have an ear with the Spirit.
Ja, jetzt erinnere, das ist eine Einführung.
Now, remember, this is an introduction.
In dieser Einführung habe ich nur ein Anliegen.
Intro, I just have one burden. Hear him. Hear him.
Wenn wir ihn nicht hören,
if we do not hear him,
ist mir egal, wie viele Lehrer wir haben,
then I don't care how many teachings we have, the church will not be built up. It doesn't matter how many teachings we know.
Ja, wird seine Gemeinde nicht gebaut.
His church will not be built.
Sondern nur, was der Herr sagt.
But only what the Lord says
wird nicht zurück.
That will not return to him void.
Wenn du und ich, wenn wir reden, viele Worte zurück zu mir, passiert nichts.
Many words come back to us and nothing happens.
Da muss ich mich schämen. Ich habe so viel geredet.
I need to be ashamed. I spoke so much about the Bible, but what is the result? Maybe I need to repent for all the many things that I've spoken.
Vor vielen Jahren, als ich jünger,
many years ago, when I was younger, I treasured reading books, listening to messages, etc. But now, I do not have any, I don't put my trust on those things. But much more, Lord, only when you speak will your word not fall on the earth and disappear and nothing will happen.
Wir brauchen sein Sprechen, sein lebendiges.
We need his speaking, his living speaking. Now we come to the main vision. We come to the main vision. And here in the outline, we have the main vision in the book of Revelation is the Son of Man. Of course, as the great high priest walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. In the midst of his churches. I want to testify to you. I want to give you a testimony.
Die meisten von uns, von den Gläubigen.
Most of us, most of the believers.
Wunderbare Offenbarung. Lesen in Kapitel 1.
We read about this wonderful revelation in chapters 1 to 3.
Unser tiefen Eindruck über die Vision sind nur die goldenen Leuchter und
nicht. Our most deepest impression is about the golden lampstands and not of the Son of Man who is walking amidst the golden lampstands. You just think about the golden lampstands. You think about the word church. The church.
Church.
And even if it's dead, I have to remain in the church. And even when the Son of Man is not there, I have to be there.
Is this nicht so?
Otto, isn't that the case? Otto Strobel.
I'm
calling on you because we've been in the church for a long time.
Gemeinde, aber church, niemand kümmert sich um den Menschen, sondern mitten.
Nobody cares about the Son of Man who was walking in the midst of the golden lampstands. Is that in your hearts? Who in our life, in our church life, have seen the Son of Man daily or have the consciousness that he's there in our hearts?
Wie oft seht ihr diesen Menschen so?
How often do you see the Son of Man walking in the midst of the church in Zurich?
Wir wandeln dort.
Who's walking there?
Wir kommen alle zu der Versammlung am Sonntag.
We all come to the meeting on Sunday.
Den Tisch zu sehen, aber wir sehen
see the table, but we do not see the Lord.
Kuchen da.
We see a little cake there, a little. Yeah, the bread and the cup.
Von diesem lebendigen, wunderbaren Menschensohn.
Realizes or sees the Son of Man, wonderful Son of Man, walking amongst us. No wonder that we have so many problems because we do not see him.
Kein Wunder gibt es so viele Schwierigkeiten persönlich.
No wonder that we have so many problems in the personal life. And even in the church, it's no wonder that everybody does whatever he wants to do or speaks whatever he wants to speak or criticize whatever he wants.
Ein Menschensohn, wie hier beschrieben wird in Offenbarung Kapitel 1, dass unsere Gemeinde
so. In Revelation chapter 1, if we do not see, if we see this Son of Man, will our church life be the way it is?
Yeah. In the last 50 years,
I just calculated over 50 years.
Ja, bewusste Gemeindeleben in meinem Leben, ja?
In my consciously in my life, in the church life, I've gone through so much.
I've seen so much.
But this Son of Man who is walking in the golden lampstands,
wo ist er zu sehen?
Where is he? Where can I see him? Where is he to be seen? Do we have such a joy, such a desire to see this Son of Man? We treasure people, we treasure elders, we hear them and listen to them. We treasure the messengers to the churches. We treasure apostles.
Aber niemand schätzt diesen armen
Nobody treasures this poor Son of Man who is walking in the midst of the golden lampstands, even though we should be, or that he should be walking in the golden lampstands. Or am I speaking too strongly?
Mein Anliegen ist nicht, euch zu beschreiben, wie aussieht. Gell?
My desire is not to describe what he looks like. You can read that yourself. But my burden is he truly with you or with us in the churches.
Das ist die Frage.
That is the question. My burden is not to speak about how he looked. Of course, that is also necessary, especially for the new saints who have come into the churches in the last months and in the last few years.
But
I want to specifically ask this question to those who have been in the church life for a long time, like Theo Reetz and Wilfried Fritz and Andre Murray
and
many others.
Herzen, so.
Do we have such a consciousness in our hearts? Surely you know Jesus Christ as the cross crucified one in your hearts and in your concepts. That's why we have that consciousness, because we know him and we need him for his precious blood that he died for us. He did so much for us. But this wonderful Christ, this is who we need today. Desperately. We need him desperately. For our healing.
Für die Züchtigung. Für das Gericht.
To be chastened for the judgment.
Für seinen Dienst für uns.
For his ministry towards us. For his light.
Yes. Seine Worte sind nicht süße Worte.
His words are not sweet words. Can you imagine? Out of his mouth comes two wonderful spoons of honey.
Wir wollen nur süße Worte, gell?
We only want to hear sweet words. But out of his mouth comes a sharp, two-edged sword.
Deutsche Sprache.
It's so difficult to say it in German. Sharp, two-edged sword.
Gaumen, wenn
ich Deutsch. My tongue is cleft in the top of my mouth when I speak German.
Was wollt ihr lieber hören? Ein Wort, das wirkt.
What would you rather hear? A word that is operative, that is living, effective. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says that is also a two-edged sword, and it pierces. It has to separate between the soul and the spirit. And it has to expose all my evil and thoughts. Nothing is hidden. I believe many of us have much to hide.
Das ist dieser wunderbare
Menschensohn. This is this wonderful Son of Man. These last 50 years,
über die sieben Gemeinden, nicht mal goldene Leuchten.
Churches, not even the words golden lampstands. Oh, we're the golden lampstand in Zurich. Nobody describes it in that way. People say, how's the church? How are the saints? How are you doing in Feingen? How are you doing in Wien? Nobody says, how's the golden lampstand doing? Now we have to say, not church, but golden lampstand. So that we would have to be ashamed and hide our face and say, what is this? We don't have such a consciousness, and yet we're still speaking about it. A message and conference, and we still speak
about the church. Grund der Gemeinde.
We're talking about the ground of the church. I don't see this word in the Revelation, the word ground. I see the golden lampstand. What is the ground worth if the lampstand is made out of wood, hay and stubble?
Wenn die Gemeinde tot ist oder lauwarm ist.
Use of a ground if the church is dead or lukewarm, or if Jezebel is reigning there,
die Welt,
or they're the Nicolaitans, or the throne of Satan is there, that's even worse.
Das ist diese Vision.
This is the vision that we see, that we must see.
Am Ende, ja, betont man den Dienst.
And someone is emphasizing ministry. The apostle. He's the apostle. The elder.
Es ist nicht so einfach, liebe Geschwister.
It is not so simple, dear saints. I want to tell all the new saints and also those who have been in the churches for a long time and encourage them to break through in the reality of the Word of God and not just the letter, not even the right, correct knowledge or understanding. So what about it? If you have the correct understanding, if we know the truth but do not have the life itself,
das ist diese Last des Herrn.
This is the burden of the Lord in chapter 1. And when John saw him,
he said,
wow, praise the Lord. I saw such a Christ. Did he say that? He had nothing to say. He fell as dead to the floor. And a dead person has nothing to say.
Wirklich, wenn wir ihn sehen.
Truly, when we see him.
Dann werden wir anders sein, wenn wir nur wissen.
Then we will be different. If we just have the knowledge, even if it's the proper and true knowledge that we've received, correct knowledge, so what? It's not changing our life.
Wir müssen ihn sehen.
We need to see him.
Mose. Weißt du, ich schätze Mose.
I treasure Moses.
Mose wagte zu sagen, und
Moses dared to tell God and say, can I see your countenance? May I see your face? See you?
Ja, da musste Herr ihn antworten.
Then the Lord had to answer him and said, nobody can see my face and live. But I will show you my back. Well, it's better to see his back than to see nothing.
Ich erinnere mich, einmal habe ich mit den Jungen
I remember once
eine Zeit gehabt.
I had a time together with the younger ones at a young people's conference.
Dass unser Gott ein sprechender Gott ist.
That our God is a speaking God. He speaks.
Gott redet. Das ist sehr komisch. Ja.
Viele, very strange. Heute sagen wir so, many believers today say it's so difficult to hear him. But actually, no. It should not be the case.
Unser Gott ist sehr gesprächig.
Our God speaks a lot. He's very talkative.
Sagt man
is
auf
your
Deutsch?
God talkative?
Er möchte zu uns reden.
He wants to speak to us, but nobody hears him. Nobody wants to hear what he's saying. Look at the time of the Old Covenant. God spoke so much, but the people didn't want to hear him.
Und so, lerne.
So, learn from now on. Lord, we want to see you in the church.
Nicht anders. Ich möchte dieses Problem von Geschwister sehen.
I don't want to see the problems of the saints. Who doesn't have problems? Tell me. Wilfried, do you have no problems? Yeah, maybe Wilfried has no problems.
Ich weiß es nicht. Ich muss mal Steffi
fragen. I don't know. Maybe I have to ask Steffi, but I won't ask. That's unimportant. What is important is that we learn in the churches to see him, because he actually is everything for us. He's the Alpha and the Omega. But for us, it's just like the alphabet. But that means that the Lord has to be everything for us. He is everything that we need in the churches. If we don't see him, we have nothing. Then we have nothing. He is the beginning and the end, and everything that is in between. The beginning,
nicht nur des Glaubens, des Glaubens
the beginning is also the finisher.
In unserem Leben.
The faith and everything in our life and in the church life.
Er ist alles in der Gemeinde.
He is everything in the church. Such a son of man is what we need. And we can see that here as a high priest, you and I, mainly we think of the epistle of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. Let me ask Elias. When you think of the heavenly high priest, if we speak of him, which verses would you use? Hebrews, of course.
Sehr schön, er sitzt da oben.
It's very nice. He's sitting up there and I'm down here. He's so far away, right?
Und er wird uns helfen. Er steht
and he will help us. He's always interceding for us. Isn't that great? He's always interceding for you. And he can save you to the uttermost. Haven't you experienced this? Have you been saved to the uttermost, Elias? No, he's shaking his head. And how long have you been a Christian and you're not saved to the uttermost? Do you know what's missing? The second aspect of the high priest that is not so far away up there, but much more down here in the church in Zurich and even at your home.
Und ist der Menschensohn.
He is the Son of Man. The Son of Man. Not the Son of God, but the Son of Man.
Den brauchen wir.
This is whom we need. That's why we're emphasizing the humanity of the Lord so much.
Anzueignen, zu essen,
eat him. That it is our food.
Was wir brauchen im Gemeindeleben,
what we need in the church life is the real humanity, a different humanity, which is the humanity of Jesus, this Son of Man who walks in our midst.
Ja, manche Leute denken, sie sind Gott geworden.
Some people think they became God, but look at their humanity.
Tragisch.
It's a tragedy.
They fight.
We have so many other problems, countless problems. But this Son of Man, he knows our situation. He is able and capable of helping us. He will save us.
And he's not far
away from us. He is in our house. The doctor is in our dwelling, in our house. Isn't that so practical when the doctor is actually a home doctor or live-in doctor, meaning that he lives in your house? It's so practical when you have such a doctor who lives in your house. Then we'll all remain healthy. Then the whole house of God will be healthy.
Oder rede ich nur Bahnhof zu euch?
Or am I just speaking Greek to you?
Wir haben diesen wunderbaren Menschensohn, der mitten.
We have this wonderful Son of Man who is walking in our midst.
So wunderbar.
So wonderful. And he loves the churches. He loves the churches.
Ist der hohe Priester nicht
He is the high priest, not in heaven.
In dem himmlischen Stiftshütte, nicht
not
von Menschen.
In the heavenly tabernacle, not built by man's hands.
So weit weg.
It's even heavenly, it's so far away. It's at the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high. That's good, and I treasure that. Yeah, he's sitting up there. But what use is it to me if he isn't also down here with me?
Er baut seine Gemeinde hier.
He's building his church here.
A
golden lampstand.
In den letzten Jahren habe ich den Heiligen gesagt,
I told the saints, the Lord didn't say, I will build my church, but he wants to build his glorious church. A church that is holy, without blemish, without spot or wrinkle. That is the kind of church he wants to build.
Ich kann nicht. Mir fällt die Worte.
The words. I'm lacking the words to convey this to all the saints. We don't build the church. 40, 50 years I already said this.
Aber was für eine Gemeinde will er bauen?
What kind of church does he want to build?
Ja, was will eine Gemeinde? Sagt es mir, was wir, was... Was wollt ihr eine Gemeinde?
Tell me, what kind of church do you want to build in the church in Zurich?
Stellt euch diese Frage.
Ask yourselves this question.
Und betet ihr für solch eine Gemeinde?
And pray for such a church.
Kommt ihr nicht zu diesem hohen Priester und sage ihm, Herr,
won't you come to this high priest and say, Lord, build such a golden lampstand with us that is well-pleasing to you?
Oder wollen wir einfach nur irgendwas bauen?
Or do we just want to build just anything?
Dann brauchen wir nicht zusammenzukommen. Dann
kann Then we don't need to come together. We can just build anything.
So deshalb habe ich euch zurückgebracht zu Matthäus 16.
That's why I have brought you back to Matthew chapter 16. That's what the Lord said himself. I will build my church.
Keine deutsche,
it's not a Swiss church or a German church or an American church. No Schwabian church.
Keine koreanische Gemeinde.
No Korean church. That's not what the Lord wants to build, but he wants to build his church. And he will build such a church that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
Eine Gemeinde, die sein Reich auf dieser Erde vertritt.
A church that displays his kingdom on the earth.
Das ist wichtig.
This is important. Represents that his church represents his kingdom on the earth. In the past years, we spoke so much about building the church. I don't think anybody speaks about the building of the church than us. I don't know. But I know from our own experience.
Aber was war das Ergebnis?
What was the result?
Was war das Ergebnis?
What was the result? We can build a hall, a meeting hall. Yeah, we can do that.
Der Herr möchte eine Gemeinde, was nicht.
But the Lord wants a church that is not built with man's hands, not with dead stones, not with wood, hay, and stubble, but with living stones, with gold, silver, and precious stones. Who can build such a church?
Und nicht vergessen.
And don't forget,
wie der Herr gesagt hat, als
don't forget, as the Lord said when he was on this earth,
sein Weg war,
his way
dass er sein Leben hingegeben hat.
Was that he gave his life.
Wir wollen Gemeinde bauen, aber
we want to build the church, but we don't want to give our lives for it.
nicht.
We don't want to do that.
Das nicht. Alle Not Apostel. That.
All the apostles
and Vorsatz
who were for God's plan and his purpose
sind oder waren,
if they were truly for his purpose, they gave their whole life and laid down their life. In the end, they were a drink offering for the Lord, poured out.
We spoke
about the five offerings plus the two, and the last offering is the drink offering.
Es ist nicht so einfach. Deshalb gleich.
It's not so simple. That's why, as soon as the Lord said, I will build my church on this rock, immediately he said, now I need to go to Jerusalem to be persecuted, to suffer, and in the end to die on the cross. That was the way.
Deshalb ist der Herr solch ein Menschensohn.
That is why the Lord is such a son of man who walks in the midst of the golden lampstands, who gave his own life, who laid down his life. That's why he said he lives, then he was dead, and now he lives forevermore, from eternity to eternity. He is the living one.
Aber dieser lebendige, liebe Geschwister, lerne das. Es ist nicht nur Leben, es ist ein Leben.
That this living one is not just life, but he went through death into resurrection. This is the kind of life that we need in the churches, not just to be alive, not just to have a little bit of life, but we have so much death in our being. We're so easily offended. We give up so easily. So quickly we have our own concepts. We have our own opinions. And when there are differences in opinions, we have problems right away.
It's
such a life, we cannot build the church. It's the resurrection life. That means the old has to be put into death, and the new must come forth in resurrection. That's why the Lord is the firstborn among the dead.
Das ist wichtige Beschreibung von uns.
This is an important description of our Lord who walks in the midst of the lampstands.
Das natürliche Wesen, das
the natural
selbst,
being, the self,
muss in den Tod gehen.
The fallen self must die, must go into death.
Durch den Tod in die
then, through death, in resurrection, the Lord is the first fruit, the firstborn from the dead. And now we are his brothers who also go the same way. Are you ready? Are you prepared to build the church in this way? If not, you can do so many activities to try to win people and gain people, and it will still be of the old being, which cannot build the church. That is why nothing works.
Weil wir nicht genug getan haben, genug
it's not because we didn't
haben.
Do enough or didn't do enough activities or preach the gospel or have enough conferences. No, we have enough of all that. Don't we have enough? Elias, haven't you gone through enough conferences? Yes, you should say yes. And your father went through even more conferences.
Aber das ist nicht der Weg. Der Weg
but
ist,
that is not the way. The way is that we are prepared to go through death. He is the firstborn. We are the many brothers who also had to go through the same way. I have been crucified with him. That is the way.
Nicht mehr lebe ich.
No longer I that live.
Einfach, aber niemand tut das. Weil
it's simple, but nobody does this.
Because es ist ein
it's simple,
schwer,
but it's also difficult.
Einfacher Weg.
It's a difficult, easy way.
Einfacher, schwerer Weg.
Or an easy, difficult way. I'm not sure which way. how you can describe this. It's simple, yet it's difficult. It's difficult, yet easy. It's the only way. That's why nothing else works.
Yeah. Wenn wir nicht diesen Menschensohn sehen,
if we do not see this Son of Man, the firstborn from the dead,
und dann der treue Zeug, wer
then he's the faithful witness. Tell me, who among us is faithful?
Ist der treue Zeuge.
He is the faithful witness.
Wie oft habe ich schon Gedanken gemacht?
How often have I had thoughts, Lord?
Ich habe genug. Auf Wiedersehen.
Enough. I've had enough. I'm leaving.
Ade. Bye.
See you later.
Jetzt höre ich auf.
Now I'm going to stop.
Ich bin nicht treu.
Quit. I am not faithful.
Nur wenn wir ihn erfahren, ihn sehen.
Only when we experience him and take him and see him and take his humanity. He's the only one who is faithful.
Und nur wenn wir diesen treuen Zeugen nehmen.
Only when we take this faithful witness, just as the apostles who were all faithful to the death, unto death. There was no exception. All of them.
Haben sich völlig ausgegossen.
All of them fully poured out their life as a drink offering for himself. Peter, John, James, all of these apostles.
Sie haben sich völlig hingegeben.
They fully gave themselves.
Das ist der Weg.
This is the way.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.
Und deshalb habe ich diesen Vers zurückgebracht.
That is why I brought you back to this verse in this outline.
Weil das ist der Weg. Ich kenne.
Because this is the way. I know no other way that works. I have seen very capable people. Capable men who could preach the gospel in such an amazing way.
I saw
people from A to Z, Z to A, back to front, front to back. They could give a verse on every verse in the Bible, a conference on every verse on the Bible.
But
nothing was built. In the end, it wasn't just that he didn't build anything, but he destroyed everything.
Training nach training.
Training after training. But nobody was trained to die.
Yeah. Habt ihr ein Training gemacht, in der Gemeinde zu sterben?
Have you done a training in the church to die? If you don't do that, in the end, we will be like Sardis, truly dead.
Jemand hat gesagt, das macht nicht, wenn wir
Somebody said, it doesn't matter if we're dead. The Lord will make us alive again. I tell you, such a death the Lord cannot revive.
Heute musst du sterben, dann wirst du lebendig für immer.
Today, then you will live forever, and you will not die.
Aber so ein Tod wie Sardis, das ist
just such a death as in Sardis, that was real death.
Aber heute, wenn wir
today, if we have died with Christ, and if we, as Paul said, if we carry his dying on our body at all times, the dying of Christ, of Jesus, that his death would be operative in me, but his life in you. Paul always gave himself all the time. He said, we're daily being killed.
Are
you ready to be killed? Or do you just want to be a responsible brother, but nobody can slay you? But you slay all the others, except for yourself.
Oder bist du bereit, geschlachtet zu werden?
Or are you ready to be killed? Paul said we are being killed daily, slaughtered daily.
Das heißt, er hat diesen Christus gekannt.
He knew this Christ and experienced him.
Das ist der Weg.
That is the way.
Wenn man euch kritisiert, mich kritisiert,
if
na und?
Somebody criticizes you or criticizes me, so what? You can go to the cemetery and criticize all those who are in the grave, and nobody will say anything. Nobody will respond. But if you come to the church and criticize the church and criticize the brothers, oh, hell will break loose. Then all the flesh will be stirred up. But if we have died with him,
dann reizt es uns nicht auf. Es ist okay.
Then it won't stir us up.
Vorausgesetzt, wir erfahren mit ihm gekreuzigt zu sein, mit ihm zu sterben.
The prerequisite is that we are crucified with him and we carry his death, his dying on our bodies all the time. This is a matter of practice and exercising. We need to know it and to exercise in our spirit to carry the death of Jesus Christ on our bodies all the time, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's at home or in the church life,
priesterlichen Dienst zu sein,
exercising, practicing to be the priestly service, are dealing with the saints. It doesn't matter whether we're at work. This way is the way. It's no longer I that live, but Christ. Paul said this not only in Galatians, but also in Philippians. For me to live is this wonderful person, Son of Man, Christ.
Then,
as the high priest, his duty is to trim the lampstands. What does it mean to trim the lampstands? That's just a picture. That means daily, every night, this high priest has to pour new oil and also trim the wick, to cut it, to trim it.
Richtig, herzurichten.
To make everything orderly, proper.
Aber hier in Offenbarung 2 und 3 zeigt er uns.
Here in Revelations 2 and 3, he shows us how he is trimming the churches. We're not just a lump of gold there, but it's a living lampstand with so many problems. Even the flesh needs to be cut. Ourself. The wick is yourself. Even if you're full of oil, without a wick,
Licht zu geben,
it's difficult to give light as a lamp. You need the wick. So we can see that the Lord has to trim it. Everything that is old, everything that is flesh and from the self, it needs to be cut.
Und zwar täglich.
And it has to be daily,
ein für alle mal. Das
not
wäre
just
schön.
Once for all. It would be nice if it were just once for all. But unfortunately, that's not the case.
Unless
we're already perfect. Johannes Murray, are you perfect?
Wenn nicht, dann muss
if
der
not, then the Lord has to trim daily.
Und das ist wichtig.
Trim every day. This is important. Trimming means that he needs to heal. He needs to judge. His light needs to shine. Otherwise, I won't know. I do not even know myself. And all of a sudden, something comes up and I'm shocked. Oh, I'm still like this. My name is also so. Then I'm still so.
Name, es erinnert mich, dass ich immer noch so bin.
That reminds me that I'm still so.
Der Herr muss immer wieder schneiden. The
Lord must always trim.
Immer wieder behandeln.
He must always deal immer with me.
Richten.
He always judging.
Ja, jeder möchte gerne, also, ja, Herr, erscheine mir.
Everybody says, oh, Lord, appear to me. Really? Do you want him to appear to you? When the Lord appears, he has much to do with you. He has to put you in order daily. Daily to pour in fresh oil. But if you are not empty, but if you're full of old oil, then he can't put in the fresh oil.
Muss ich lernen, zu üben, durch den Geist zu wandeln.
So daily I have to practice to walk by the Spirit so that the oil will be used. I have a car in the garage. And if I don't drive my car, it'll be full of gas.
Frisches Olivenöl hineingießen.
But the Lord wants to put fresh olive oil in. That means if the lamp doesn't shine with the oil and the oil is not used, you need new oil.
Ja. Dann musst du nicht tanken.
Then you don't need to put in more gas into your car. The Lord wants to do all these things. The Lord is wonderful. All these points. Remember, he is
wer ist der Baumeister in der Gemeinde dort in Feingen?
Who is the builder there in the church in Feingen, the architect? Who is the builder there? Tobi?
Bist du der Baumeister?
Das wäre schlecht.
That would be bad if I were the master builder.
Nein, ich weiß. Es gibt Tobi nur einen. Said.
I know. Auch bei uns hier there's only one master builder, and that is the Lord himself.
Wenn wir bauen, dann nur unter.
We build, then we should only build under his instruction. Remember in Hebrews chapter 11, God himself is the architect and builder for his city.
Ja, das ist wichtig.
That is important.
Erinnere, die Betonung ist diese.
And remember, that the emphasis is on the gold lampstand. I don't have to say anything more. You can read it yourself and also the verses.
Haben wir noch Zeit? Nein.
Do we have time? Time is already over.
Noch ein Punkt möchte ich gerne sagen, besonders
I want to say one more point, especially those brothers who carry responsibility.
Einfach Verantwortung zu tragen.
Do not think it is easy to have responsibility in the house of God. That is who the messengers are. And here in this vision, in chapter 1, the messengers are the stars.
Nicht die Sterne wie in Hollywood in Los Angeles.
Are not like the stars in Hollywood in Los Angeles.
Die scheinen nicht.
Those stars are not heavenly and they don't shine. They are just on the
Menschen
sidewalk, built by man.
Yeah.
You know Hollywood,
das sind
right?
Those are the fallen Sterne. Das sind
those
gar keine
are
Sterne.
The fallen stars. Those are not stars.
Unter den Füßen der Menschen.
They are trampled by man's feet.
Diese sind himmlische Sterne.
But these stars are heavenly stars. As the Lord said, he is the morning star.
And the Bible says, in Daniel,
the Bible tells us at the end of Daniel, at the end of the end, in the last chapter, and also the last verses in Daniel, those who lead many to righteousness, these will shine as the stars.
Wir weisen alle Heiligen hin zu dem richtigen Weg des Herrn.
We direct all the saints to the proper way of the Lord, the way of righteousness. That is Christ.
zu führen.
I don't want to leave people to myself. No, I've seen that enough in the past.
Gott verhüte, dass wir
God forbid that we lead people to ourselves. No, we lead them to the proper path of righteousness, to Jesus.
Wie das Gesetz. Das Gesetz.
The law. The law should have been used by God to show the saints in the time of the Old Covenant to lead them to Jesus. But what did Judaism do? They led the people to themselves. And in the end, we just lift up man instead of Christ. In the end, we follow man and we're not following the Lamb wherever he goes.
Fertig damit, das wollen wir nicht wiederholen. So
that's enough of that. We don't want to repeat that. But let us, with a pure heart, lead people to Christ and let them learn to follow the Lamb. That is why all those who carry responsibility, the messengers of the churches, you know, the messengers don't have their own message. They are just carriers of the message from the Lord. And they shall be held in the right hand of this wonderful Son of Man.
Keine eigene Macht und Verantwortung.
They don't have their own power and responsibility. The Lord said, all the authority has been given to me. That means it's been given to him. And he will always dwell with us till the end of the age. So heed him. He is in our midst.
Verhalte nicht so im Gemeindeleben, in dem goldenen Leuchter, als ob er nicht da ist.
Don't behave yourself in the lampstand as if he was not there.
Tatsächlich nicht da, wer weiß.
Or maybe he truly isn't there. But if he really is there, then we need to feel him. We need to hear him.
So viele dieser Dinge könnt ihr selber lesen.
There are so many things that you can read yourself, but not to interpret, but to have a desire. Lord, I want to know you as this wonderful Son of Man and experience you daily from now on. Until you return.
Ohne ihn, dann können wir gar nichts bauen. Das kann
Without
nicht.
Him, we cannot build anything. We can forget it.
Sein oder
then we'll be like Thyatira or Sardis or Laodicea or Pergamos or Ephesus.
Komische Gemeindeleben sein, aber nicht
then we want, if we want to be a strange church life, and we won't be the golden lampstand.
Gut, der Herr sei mit euch. Ich hoffe, dass
Lord be with you. I hope that this fellowship will encourage us and will encourage us.
Amen. So, die Zeit ist um, ja? Es ist 12.
Time is over. It's
Mittag.
It's noon here. 9 in Germany.
Nicht nur Gottes Segen, sondern auch
I wish you God's blessing. But also a good appetite.
Heute ist Abend bei euch.
Forgot that it's evening in Germany, 9 p.m. There's a time change. So you already had your dinner.
Ja, ich denke an unsere Zeit jetzt noch.
I'm thinking about our time.
Ich wünsche uns selbst einen guten Appetit.
I wish ourselves a good appetite for your lunch.
Aber bitte denke an dieses Wort.
Consider these words.
Es ist nicht nur jetzt, nur Lehre und Wissen.
These are not about teachings and knowledge. Those things don't help us now. I am speaking especially to those who have been in the church life for a long time.
Immer frisch und neu lebendig.
The church must always be fresh and living and new to us.
Das kann nur sein, wenn wir ihn täglich erfahren.
This can only be the case if we experience him daily.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Noch eine Frage oder nicht?
Amen. Are there any questions?
Alles klar, ja.
Everything is clear.
Okay. Dann muss ich auf Wiedersehen sagen bis zur letzten Versammlung.
Then I'm going to say bye till the last meeting.
Ihr merkt, dass you know, in der Gliederung, in der letzten Versammlung,
in the last meeting on the outline,
die Gliederung sehr kurz und nur genauso wie Offenbarung.
The outline is short and it's exactly Revelation 3.
Man braucht dazu gar nichts mehr zu sagen.
For the church in Laodicea, because you don't have to add anything else. It's self-explanatory. Or you don't need to say anything more or add anything to it.
Bis zur letzten Versammlung.
So see you in the next meeting. The Lord be with you. Much enjoyment in his word.
Lob den Herrn.
Praise the Lord.